We want to thank very much our next guest for being a visible leader and keeping us informed about COVID-19. He is, of course, a family physician, local guy from Hawaii Island, great accomplishments, the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Hawaii, Josh Green. Aloha and good morning, brother.
Aloha. Thank you for welcoming me. I appreciate it.
Well, I feel like, you know, we're so close because I see you on the TV all the time, you know, and you have important things to share with the people of Hawaii at all of the conferences, with the governor, with all of the people of the our community, and then, of course, what's happening nationally, too, that we have to recognize those things. Now, right to it, we have some important information to share with people. And you know what, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, it's all about what's important to you for us to know about COVID-19.
Well, the most important thing for me to share is that everyone here in Hawaii is doing a wonderful job, giving it their best go, with very, very few exceptions, I should say, and staying at home in isolation through April 30th is how we will beat this. By being at home in isolation just with family, we decrease the amount of spread, and every day that we have less spread, it's harder for the virus to kind of keep its grips on us, and it will ultimately go down to zero. That's the very, very best thing you can do. We'll share a lot in this half hour, but that is the most important thing. And if you go out to buy groceries or see a doctor, go out with a mask on and stay 6 feet apart from people. Those small things, which seem manini or easy to do, will make all the difference.
今日はルテナガバナジョシュ・グリーン副知事がこのライブで今お話しくださいました。まず一番重要なことは何ですか？この COVID-19 新型コロナウイルスに関して私たちにとって一番大切なメッセージはというところで、ハワイの皆さん素晴らしい今ステイホーム自宅待機在宅ワークしてくれてますと、その中できることは本当に家にいることなんです。そして人と離れることなんです。家族でいることなんですということですね。毎日毎日このいろいろな感染の状況伝わってきますけれども、外に出るときにはマスクをして、そして人とはその社会的距離6フィート日本ではそうですね、2メートル以上離れるということが非常に大切。このことを皆さんにしていただくと、ゆっくりとその数字が、感染数字が下がっていくので、これを守っていただきたいということです。
Lieutenant Governor Green, my wife, Leilani Kahoano, is a neonatal intensive care nurse. She's also a hospice nurse, and she has great experience. But they have gotten together, all of the nurses, locally, nationally, and internationally, to recognize the importance of this time. And I thank you for being the receiving of so much information from so many different people, and you are able to assemble that into positive information for Hawaii.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And in this time of staying at home, you know, coming up this weekend from midnight tonight through Sunday all the way to Monday, it's a very trying time for people locally here in Hawaii, because you know their habits are different. Their habits are about family and about sharing together. But this is also about recognizing how many people are sacrificing their lives in hospitals working with patients that have COVID-19.
Yes, those are important points. My family will be at home this weekend, and we won't be able to have our annual Easter dinner with relatives, and it's a little difficult. I'm going to be on call for 48 hours starting later today over into Sunday with my colleagues in the hospital. And so I know from both perspectives what is different now. So it's important, and thank you very much for recognizing my physician colleagues and my nursing colleagues and your wife. They're very wonderful people. I work a lot less in the hospital than they do, and I appreciate what they do.
Well, you have been also working with our community, so that's important. Hiroi, mahalo.
Okay.
She's going to take us to the interpretation of this great information you share.
はい、ジョシュ・グリーン副知事ですけれども、まあ、ドクター医師でいらっしゃいます、ファミリーフィジシャン、そして ER のドクターでもあるというその経験のもと、今現在副知事、ハワイの州の副知事をされているんですけれども、まあ、その中の2009年にはですね、ハワイフィジシャン・オブ・ディ・イヤーという、まあ、賞も取られているような素晴らしいドクターなんですが、キモさんが言ったのは今週がちょうどイースターウィーケンドということで、まあ、アメリカの人たちにとってはそれこそクリスマスと同様にですね、大きな大きな家族で集まるという週末なんですよね。で、まあ、その中でもですね、本当にあの夜間外出禁止令というのが今日の午後11時から月曜日の翌朝5時まで、毎日ですね11時から翌朝5時まで夜間も禁止ということでなってますので、まあ、その集まりたい中をちょっとですね我慢しなきゃいけないんですけれども、それは非常に大切なことで、ジョシュ・グリーン副知事もその、まあ、ドクターとして医師として病院を訪れたりというね、この週末にはなるんですけれども、そんな時にお話してくださってます。
So Lieutenant Governor、we know your time is precious and we don't want to overstay our you know welcome, but we do indeed we do、want to make sureThat we have、gotten into everything.、I want to tell you that at KZU Radio, many of the people that I see during the week are listeners. And so they come from Japan, but they live here. They're business people. They're part of our community. They have great respect for、space and for wearing masks and for being、honorable to the cause. And these are the people that you are sharing、this wonderful time with, sir.And we are just really honored that you have taken the time to be a part of KZU broadcast, not only here in Hawaii, but throughout Japan. What would you like to say to the people of Japan, our honored friends and guests who are able to spend time in Hawaii?
I want to say how much I appreciate you. My wife is Japanese Hawaiian, and so all of my in-laws are...either Japanese or Hawaiian, and they are just extraordinary people. They are diligent about doing the right thing. They are keeping people alive because they are so selfless and、very disciplined. So I want to say thank you. I so respect the expertise from the Japanese community that is helping us through our crisis in Hawaii. We could not do this without our Japanese、Hawaii residents.
ジョシュ・グリーン副知事の奥様は日系の方で、本当にね、あの日本人というのはとてもしつけがよくてマナーもいいという中で、皆さんね頑張ってくれていますよねという話なんですけど、さあじゃあですね、キモさん、 We have a listener's questions. Some
yes.
listener's questions.
Yes, the listener's questions are, the first one was, I was told that many coronavirus infected people have no symptoms. With SARSothers were infected、only by severely infected people. But coronavirus,、people are infected from both no symptoms and symptoms infecting people.、can you share with us more about this?
Yes, that's correct. About 50% of all of the people that have COVID-19 are asymptomatic. Most people who are asymptomatic are having less viral spread.Because symptoms usually suggest high viral load. Still, we do believe that asymptomatic people that are positive can spread it. And that's why I'm recommending testing of all close contacts, no matter what, whether they're symptomatic or asymptomatic.
And we're getting to that point because we have better tests that are coming out, right?
Exactly.
Another listener said, I was told that only people with coronavirus symptoms...can get tested. So please clarify, well, we just went through that, yeah, that you want everybody tested.
Well, let me be clear. Anyone who is symptomatic or asymptomatic but has a close contact with an individual who's positive. So if it's someone who you live with or work very closely with, those asymptomatic people should also be tested. And that's how they did a very good job in Taiwan and Singapore, stopping the spread.
はい、そしてリスナーからの質問を今2つですね聞いてくださいましたが、コロナウイルスは、まあ、SARS なんかはですね、その症状が重くてそういった方から感染するということだったんですけれども、コロナウイルスの場合は無症状の人とまた症状がある人とどちらからも感染するということなんですよね。ですから、まあ、人と会うとき接触、その濃厚接触を避けるということが必要だということなんだそうです。でですね、コロナウイルスの症状がある人だけ検査を受けることができると言われたんですけど、現在その誰がテストを受けることができるかを明確にしてくださいますかという質問に対しては、これはその陽性の人が周りにいてクロスコンタクト、濃厚接触をしたであろうと思う人はテストができるということに今なってるみたいです。
Lieutenant Governor, Europe plans to do coronavirus antibody tests. So one of our listeners wants to know, does the state of Hawaii plan the, any kind of antibody tests? We were told that Johnson and Johnson, or they were told that Johnson and Johnson will start to sell coronavirus antibody test kits.
The answer is yes. That is one of the principal recommendations I'm making to our team, the general and the governor. We will need to do antibody tests to assure ourselves that travelers who are coming to Hawaii are immune. That'll be a very important part about open, important piece of opening our economy.
まずこの質問なんですが、ヨーロッパではコロナウイルスの抗体検査を今から計画しているというニュースが入りました。ハワイ州はそのコロナウイルスの抗体検査というのを計画していますか？またジョンソン&ジョンソンはコロナウイルスの抗体キットの販売を始めると言われてますね、というその中なんですけど、副知事のお答えはですね、 We will need と言いましたので、まあ、州知事と話してこの私たちのチームでもこの抗体テスト、抗体検査を受けられるような方向に持っていきたいということです。
Here's another one. Our public testing is difficult with long lines and many of the older people do not have transportation. One, how do they get tested? And many people seem to go to private labs for testing. Is that difficult or is that costly?
Great question. It's not particularly costly because insurance covers all of the costs of any test, and also they are waiving co-pays or extra fees and costs associated with the epidemic. So the cost should not be a problem. The wait can be difficult for people who are older. We have therefore set up some drive-through testing and facilities outside of hospitals, separate from hospitals, so people can get a test. But keep in mind an important point. If you are older and you're not symptomatic, don't go out of your way to get a test unless someone is very close to you who is sick. It's better to stay home and rest. If you don't have symptoms and you're older, don't go get in a big line. There are a lot of different opportunities to get tests, however, and we'll keep making those available so that it's not too difficult.
公共のこのテストというのが非常に長い、まあ、ラインもあったりして、まあ、受けるのにもちょっとね、その時間的にも難しいですし、また高齢者の多くの方は公共の交通機関を使ってというような方も多いですよね。どうすればいいでしょうか。それから、まあ、多くの人がこのコロナウイルスのテストのためにプライベートラボにも行くようですが、それはいくらでしょうか、という質問が入ってたんですけれども、まず費用に関して、この新型コロナウイルスの検査の費用に関しては心配ないです。これは保険がカバーをするものです。でコーペイなどもそのウェイブということで、費用に関してはどなたも心配がありません。ただその、まあ、ドライブスルーとかですね、その病院の外でテストを現在してますけれども、陽性でどなたかがその周りに非常に感染したという人の接触をしているという以外はですね、症状がないならば家にいてください。家にいることが一番。高齢者の方特にですね、何も症状がないならば本当に検査を受ける必要がないと思いますので、家にいてくださいと。
And the last question is that, you know, along with this is about people who want to go visit graves. They want to take moments during the quarantine. And if you think about that, then you're thinking about all the different things that people could be doing. But what, say it again, Lieutenant Governor, because it's so important for people to get this, and many people are not getting it, about staying home, about wearing the mask, about staying 6 feet away. If we don't listen, there's a tendency that we are going to be in this situation for a long, long time. Isn't that true, sir?
Yes, yes, brother, it is. The very best way to keep this virus away from us is to stay at home until April 30th. And I know it's a hardship, but that's the very best thing that we can do. So people should stay home unless they absolutely have to be out. And if they have to be out, they should wear a mask no matter where they go. That's the best way to do it. There was a question about visiting someone if they were in hospice care at the hospital because their relative was dying. We did make exceptions for that kind of thing, but it's already April 10th. We just have 20 more days. If we do a great job and stay home, we won't spread the virus. So that's my strong recommendation, and I hope everyone will be able to do it.
この人々がステイホーム、家にいて、そして外に出るときにはマスクをして、人とコミュニケーションを図るときには6フィート以上離れてというのは、改めて本当のことですかという、質問、促しでしたけれども、ジョシュ・グリーン副知事からも、どうぞ大変ですけれども、4月の30日までは、このハワイ州、みんなですね、staying at home、家にいてください。で、どうしても外出をしなければならないときには、wearing the mask、マスクをつけてください。そして、人との距離は、社会的距離、6フィート、2メートル以上離れてということを、この3つ気をつけてくださいということですね。そうすれば徐々にこの状況が、感染状況が和らいでくるということなんですね。私たちができることは家にいることです。
I know, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, you could never have imagined that being a doctor and being Lieutenant Governor at a time when you're serving our community, that it would affect in this way, that you would be called forth to share in your professionalism to a degree that nobody could ever imagine. And so we thank you, sir. We thank you so much for serving Hawaii, for serving those wonderful people who come to us from Japan, who share their heart, their spirit, their love, their aloha for this very special place, sir.
It's my absolute honor, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate hearing the emotion in your voice. I will just definitely do all that I can to slow the virus so that it doesn't take any of our loved ones away. We'll do all that we can, and everyone's doing their part. So hang in there, be positive, we're going to be okay, and if we keep doing well, we'll be the best place in the world. We'll have the least tragedy. So you guys are doing great. Thank you for sharing with everyone.
Mahalo, sir. Mahalo.
はい、ドクターでもありまして、現在副知事となっております、ジョシュ・グリーンさん、副知事からのお言葉だったんですけれども、Lieutenant Governor, do you have any encouraging word for the people of Hawaii, our listeners?
I do. Unlike anywhere else in the world, people are taking to heart how important it is to take care of community and family. And by everyone adhering to the request to stay at home and be safe, we've been able to really keep our numbers low. So we've had 6 of our loved ones pass away, most of whom have been older. But you are doing an amazing thing to stop this virus now and fast. So keep doing it. Everyone will be so appreciative later if we work extra hard now, because then we'll get through this faster.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your time. These are times that we have never experienced before in our lives throughout the world. Mahalo.
ありがとうございました。Thank you very much.
Aloha.
最後のメッセージなんですけれども、本当にその周りの方、家族やそのコミュニティ、周りの人たちを思いながら過ごしてください。そして家にいることができることなんですね。強く私たちの胸に留めて、Staying at home、家にいましょう。
Governor, ありがとうございました。Lieutenant Governor of the State of Hawaii, Dr. Josh Green, thank you. Thank you once again. We can never say it enough. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Talk to you again soon.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.